Hello, I'm Professor Tony Claydon of Bangor University, and I have spent much of my life studying the career of William III, so I hope I'm an appropriate person to talk about the Glorious Revolution. I think in the traditional interpretations of this event, which saw William III displace his uncle and his father-in-law, James II, on the English throne in 1688, the traditional interpretation of this is that it's part of the forward march of English liberty. A nation who loved its freedom objected to a monarch, James II, who seemed to be a man of arbitrary principles, a believer in absolute power, and invited William III, a Dutch ruler, into the kingdom to help them rescue themselves from this tyrant. The traditional interpretation, I think, would have been a little bit embarrassed by the obvious role that anti-popery played in this. James II was a Catholic king, and it was clear that the prejudice of his Protestant kingdom subjects against this king was playing a part in James's downfall. But I think this traditional, perhaps we might say Victorian interpretation, would have excused that, saying that in the 17th century, Catholicism was very closely associated in people's minds with tyranny, so that it was understandable if people associated that faith with principles that were not going to uphold liberty. I think there's something in that old interpretation. I think we can see in the revolution a protest against arbitrary power, but I don't think this can be the whole story. The whole story is, I think, rather more interesting. The reason I say this is that people had known perfectly well the sort of man that James II was when he came to the throne in 1685. They had known that he had converted to Catholicism, that he would rule them as a Catholic king. They had known that he was a man with a very high view of monarchical authority from a family which had always defended the rights of the English crown. Despite all that, however, the English people initially welcomed James II very enthusiastically. There was no protests against his accession to speak of, although there was a rebellion in the West Country led by the Duke of Monmouth, who'd invaded from the Netherlands. This was quickly put down, and that suppression seemed to be extremely popular amongst the general public. And James II managed to get a parliament elected in the first year of his reign, who were very sympathetic to him, who were supportive of his position, who looked as if they wanted to work closely with him. So the basic facts of James being a man of absolutist principles and a Catholic don't seem to explain the Glorious Revolution, or it would have happened the moment he came to the throne.